Carol Kilpatrick had a paragraph.
He did what was
said in his story, which said he's
the only one that
confident, tone was good, went through, devoted a whole paragraph. You guys like Kilpatrick can do that. My impression, as I said last night, remains today. I think that the press and the wire coverage was good, the television and medium. By that I mean, you know, they did recap our points. I've looked at it again this morning. They did focus on the tax reform, and they made the points about the corruption, how you brush that aside. But my point on the networks, and I think this is probably, although I haven't talked to Pat, what his impression was when he wrote that summary, which was mine last night. And that is that we're moving into a period here now where there's a little bit of tendency of the governor, appearing to maybe get themselves a little bit well. And if you compare the two reports, one out of the press conference here, with the report of his foreign policy, McGovern foreign policy statement. The effort and the temptation on the part of the reports last night was to immediately move the president and the presidential press conference into the context of campaigning and into the, you know, the political thing, which is fair enough game. And put the little jab in, which is something that I just think that we should be cautious about as we move into the next 4 weeks to talk about how we deal with it. I don't know that we can do anything specifically to deal with it.
Where does it Sunday? vice president has a couple of things that are a little too close.
Yeah, I'm
a governor named Mark Bobby is annoyed in South Dakota. It's a bad one. And I had a best call, I think that way, but that's a. Actually, Bill Rogers and Bill can do that. Bill can say that's the fox guarding the chicken coop there.
Wouldn't Monday be another day for Rogers?
Well, he won't do it Monday except it's a holiday and the guy in the press corps won't be covering the city. He would prefer Monday, and so would I.
Well, if he calls the press conference, it'd be
in there. You have to worry about it. It should be a holiday, but some budgets come in.
See, because Tuesday you have, Tuesday looks too.
I put him on Monday. I put him on Monday, and that puts a special. You'll get enough. Well, I think we have to do a second dress conference. That's why we fucking bother with the goddamn assholes. Because they're, I mean, once the election's over, you have one about once every couple of months, so that they can not say that you're not coming to basically. They didn't ask a goddamn thing yesterday that was said, but one bit of real news in that question, do you realize it? I hadn't, there's a thing I hadn't said for you, not one.
I don't want you to get the wrong one.
That's right. Not one. All in the act
Mr. President, I would still encourage you that we took the first 3 minutes of each of the three networks last night. And the coverage was medium to good. We wouldn't have had those first 3 minutes making our points on taxes, on helping the elderly, on no communist takeover in South Vietnam, which is to me a very popular line.
Absolutely. You used the word communist.
Right. You did. You. I realized the policy of the news summary and what Alan, especially, were best is legally watching these people. Make their nasty joke. What really hit him was the necktie guy. That's what really hit him. So pissed off that I think that called his whole judgment on the news summary last night. It wasn't, he's just as ironic as they can be. It's like we gained, we scored points. Scally was very effusive about it, as you know.
I should have played the necktie comment possibly. It was basically a gag.
Yeah, what bothered more Alan and what bothered me is that they would take network time to even talk about it. It shouldn't. What's the word?
Well, I think two things. First of all, the press conference. The press conference yesterday was a plus. It had impact. There's no question about it. My point is not that yesterday was a waste of time. I think it did have impact. My observation of last night, and it still remains, is that, and I don't often, make this point about the network, the people in a stronger way. But, I just think we've had to, in this 5 week period, four and a half week period, we're sensitive and attuned to it,
agreement passed by the United States Congress. Bill Fulbright and Scoop Jackson are out campaigning.
Of course, that certainly was not the overall impression.
It isn't the overall impression you get out of the press conference.
No, don't
ever get that line. Remember the Eckman book. I mean, nobody, Ron, not you, not Hall, or anybody else, realized what a bad screwing we were getting in 68 because we did not get those innuendos in those days and the rest. In the end, they hurt you very badly.
Yeah, but you're not, those were negative in a different sense, and this was the mud thing. Sure, you had your campaign, that's a way to downgrade it, but it was still a totally positive presentation. I mean, that's the argument that I'll make till my dying day, which is that it's a waste of time to call the goddamn press into the office and have an in-office press conference. I believe that as a basic point. Nobody agrees with me, including you, so we go on to I think it's absurd to get the press to the office. You've gone on the easier and given him equal time if you're going to have.
Oh, Jesus, not giving him. That's what he did.
Greatest mistake we can make.
Okay.
He'd have a bigger audience than we have. He went on.
It's a terrible mistake.
He does the truth.
I see that.
His giving him an audience doesn't bother me in the least bit.
Yeah. I think that. Could you put him in an equal production position to me, and then I did one, and they're putting him on one. That's the debate that we're not going to get into.
First place, he wouldn't get a bigger audience. They wouldn't run him all at the same time.
Yes, sir.
Well, there's no point in arguing this anyway, because we aren't going to do it. I agree with not doing it.
These are the things.
I understand that.
And these are the you have a quality of questions.
But don't, the thing you, there's no way you're going to score on television with an in-office press conference, period. Can't be done.
That may be the difference in the semantics of what Ron and I are saying.
Yeah.
I think for an in-office press
conference. How do you get on television? You
don't. An in-office press conference is not a television.
All right, fine. All right, so it's the not. So
have a television. Have a little Indian boy come in and give him a plaque, and that'll get you a good television.
Well, it comes down to this, Bob. We just have to equate it.
They call it political, but the people said they called the treaty signing political, but it was a sensationally good picture.
People saw it. I don't
care what they call it.
I think amen. It doesn't matter. People saw it.
But the press conference they didn't see.
So press conference.
So what they call it is what the people get. If they don't see the event, then it's portrayed to the people through the words of the reporter.
What would you do?
If they didn't see the event, it doesn't matter what the reporter
was saying. What would you do then?
Film clips.
You wouldn't.
Statement on.
Film clips, murders. You go out there and do a new film clip and then they do the same thing and they talk around it. Now, what you mean is that you've got to be on totally pressure.
Well, aren't there really 2 points here, though? You have to look at the two things. First of all, the force of your television problem, not out of
yeah.
Look at the right. Total impact.
You're absolutely right. But you're not doing that. You're evaluating the press.
I'm saying there are two aspects of it. The in-office press, what's the total impact? The front page play, the radio over and over again. The president walking into the room here smiling, being seen here in the Oval Office, that impression that goes out to the people on television.
I agree, totally.
So the total impact of the press conference yesterday, without arguing any point, just the press conference itself was a plus. Now, then you move to the next point that you made earlier, and that is, when you do it in the office, you really never can win overall in a segment of that impact, which is television.
I totally disagree.
And why?
I've seen one network. Totally disagree with Buchanan's line I put last night.
I still hold true.
That's just so many. One hell of a beat. We didn't take any heat at all. What we did is we didn't, given the effort that the president made, and we sitting here knowing what that press conference potential was.
Yeah, right.
We sure as hell didn't get its potential.
That's right.
No question about that. But we did not take a beating. Buchanan is 180 degrees wrong. We didn't take a beating last night. And I don't give a damn. Everyone would have said the same thing.
I agree.
We came out ahead on television last night of having done nothing. We didn't come out ahead as far as we...
Well, we could have been. It had been a lot of press time. Especially
right.
With the semantics.
That's right.
You will never get the right kind of coverage on television other than in-office press conference. Can't be done. But for an in-office press conference, we did well over one yesterday as far as TV is concerned. You got between
that's your point, so.
And the next concern to me around is basically the fact that your press, even more than 68, has got that negative. I mean, it really is. I can tell, I see them, I know their moves, so forth and so on. And don't have any illusions. I mean, I can tell some of them. You've got a very negative. Now, they try to compensate a bit by giving McGovern a hook, but they're not doing that to hurt McGovern. They're doing that in order to set up their own horror that their views, they want them to be the issue. They want them to be the issue if they lose, and they know they're going to lose. But after the way you treated the rest, the disrespect, the attitude of the press is really a pretty shocking thing. I mean, they are a bunch of shit-ass.
This is what really was bothering Ron last night, wasn't it? You said they've been begging for this press conference, and when they finally get it, they don't even give it the treatment it deserves.
Again, it has to be separated in terms of press conference itself. In that view, I walked out of the room. I thought the press conference was beautifully handled, and it was a good session. But I walked out of the room, and first thing I said to the sergeant, I said, "Those dirty rats, you know." 2 weeks, they're out there, you know, asking questions and wanted to let me, you know, mention when we're going to have a press conference. They walk in here and they really don't ask one question that, as you said earlier, wasn't asked,
maybe
or something that has been, you know, covered in the brief.
Okay. Covered it all for it.
Then I would take the second step in terms of the attitude of the press. I think there is some negative attitude within sections of the press corps. Looking at the press generally, I still hold to the view that it is not, it is a different mental frame and a different posture than it was in terms of
around the parents all the time. I agree with Rob, I agree about the thought that the thought that there was the occasion to be in the office and go on here. We just want to make a point, we don't want to be off the line, we're not, we don't want to get over. But generally speaking, in my view, the big issue of the press conference has enormous problems in other ways.
Sure it does. All I'm arguing is that you've got a major impact against the objectives for that happen.
Whether it's a good thing to be on the big issue of press conference and what is basically a total confrontation in 90% of the Jews, which will be, I'm not sure that right now that would serve our interests. Being badgered and pushed.
I think it would, but I think it is. So that's an honest difference of opinion, but that, you've got to set the ground rules, and then those ground rules from all this press conference yesterday, and then you thought of it would be doing the television last night, then why approach them on the wrong direction? If you thought we were doing it in order to pull the plug on the press, to screw them a little bit, twist things around, and then it's just we got nothing.